The Iliad, Disc 8.
So the god took part with men once more in toil of combat. When he had reached his hut, Idomeneus bound on his handsome armor, took two spears and ran out like a lightning bolt, picked up by Zeus to handle flickering on Olympus when he would make a sign to men, the jagged dance of it blinding bright. So as he ran, bronze flashed about his breast. Meriones, his valiant aide, came up, still near the hut, on his way to get a bladed spear to carry, and mighty Idomeneus said, "Meriones, Malus's dear son, good runner, best of friends, how is it that you left the battle? Have you been hit? Some arrow grinding in you? Or were you bringing word to me? No sitting still in huts for me. I long to fight." The cool man said, "Idomeneus, counselor of battlecraft to Cretans under arms, I came to see if any spear is left here I can use. I shattered mine just now against the Iphibus's shield." Idomeneus answered, "Spears? All you desire, 21 spears you'll find inside, arrayed against the bright wall of the entranceway, all Trojan. I win weapons from the dead. I do not hold with fighting at long range, therefore I have the spears and shields as well, and helms as well, and bright-faced cuirasses." Meriones, the cool man, in reply, said, "In my quarters at my ship I too have plenty of Trojan gear, not near at hand, though. I say I am not, a man to pass up any attack. I take my place in the front rank for action and for honor whenever battle's joined. There may be others who have not seen me fight, but I believe you know me." And the captain of Cretans answered, "Know you, and how you stand. Why need you say it? Suppose amid the ships we picked our best for a surprise attack. That is the place where fighting qualities and truth come out. And you can tell a brave man from a coward. This one's face goes greener by the minute. He is so shaky he cannot control himself, but fidgets first on one foot, then the other, his teeth chattering, his heart inside him pounding against his ribs at shapes of death foreseen. As for the brave man, his face never changes, and no great fear is in him when he moves into position for an ambuscade. His prayer is all for combat, hand to hand, and sharp, and soon. Well, no man then would look down on your heart and fighting skill. And were you hit by a missile or a thrust in the toil of war, the blow would never come from behind on nape or back, but in the chest or belly as you waded in to give and take at the battle line. But no more talk or dawdling here like children. Someone might sneer and make an issue of it. Go to my hut and choose a battle spear."